Beneath his fingers, Harry's eyes flew open again. He leapt up from the plinth and tore back the way he had come, now in pursuit of his one last hope. The sound of hundreds of people marching toward the Room of Requirement grew louder and louder as he returned to the marble stairs. Prefects were shouting instructions, trying to keep track of the students in their own houses. There was much pushing and shoving. Harry saw Zacharias Smith bowling over first years to get to the front of the queue. Here and there, younger students were in tears, while older ones called desperately for friends or siblings. Harry caught sight of a pearly white figure drifting across the entrance hall below and yelled as loudly as he could over the clamour, "Nick! Nick! I need to talk to you!" He forced his way back through the tide of students, finally reaching the bottom of the stairs, where nearly headless Nick, ghost of Gryffindor Tower, stood waiting for him.
"Harry, my dear boy."
Nick made to grasp Harry's hands with both of his own. Harry's felt as though they had been thrust into icy water.
"Nick, you've got to help me. Who's the ghost of Ravenclaw Tower?"
Nearly headless Nick looked surprised and a little offended.
"The Grey Lady, of course. But if it is ghostly services you require, it's got to be her. Do you know where she is? Let's see."
Nick's head wobbled a little on his ruff as he turned hither and thither, peering over the heads of the swarming students.
"That's her over there, Harry, the young woman with the long hair."
Harry looked in the direction of Nick's transparent, pointing finger and saw a tall ghost who caught sight of Harry looking at her, raised her eyebrows, and drifted away through a solid wall. Harry ran after her. Once through the door of the corridor into which she had disappeared, he saw her at the very end of the passage, still gliding smoothly away from him.
"Hey, wait! Come back!"
She consented to pause, floating a few inches from the ground. Harry supposed that she was beautiful, with her waist-length hair and floor-length cloak, but she also looked haughty and proud. Close to, he recognized her as a ghost he had passed several times in the corridor, but to whom he had never spoken.
"You're the Grey Lady?"
She nodded, but did not speak. "The ghost of Ravenclaw Tower?"
"That is correct."
Her tone was not encouraging. "Please, I need some help. I need to know anything you can tell me about the lost diadem." A cold smile curved her lips.
"I am afraid," she said, turning to leave, "that I cannot help you."
"Wait!" He had not meant to shout, but anger and panic were threatening to overwhelm him. He glanced at his watch as she hovered in front of him. It was 12:45.
"This is urgent," he said fiercely. "If that diadem's at Hogwarts, I've got to find it, fast." "You are hardly the first student to covet the diadem," she said disdainfully. "Generations of students have badgered me. This isn't about trying to get better marks,"
Harry shouted at her.
"It's about Voldemort, defeating Voldemort. Or aren't you interested in that?"
She could not blush, but her transparent cheeks became more opaque, and her voice was heated as she replied,
"Of course I... How dare you suggest?"
"Well, help me then." Her composure was slipping.
It is not a question of," she stammered, "my mother's diadem."
"Your mother's?" She looked angry with herself.
"When I lived," she said stiffly, "I was Helena Ravenclaw."
"You're her daughter?
But then you must know what happened to it." "While the diadem bestows wisdom," she said with an obvious effort to pull herself together, "I doubt that it would greatly increase your chances of defeating the wizard who calls himself Lord. Haven't I just told you I'm not interested in wearing it?"
Harry said fiercely.
"There's no time to explain, but if you care about Hogwarts, if you want to see Voldemort finished, you've got to tell me anything you know about the diadem."
She remained quite still, floating in midair, staring down at him, and a sense of hopelessness engulfed Harry. Of course, if she had known anything, she would have told Flitwick or Dumbledore, who had surely asked her the same question. He had shaken his head and made to turn away when she spoke in a low voice.
"I stole the diadem from my mother,"